neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom. When asked his grandchildren to come near to him, and Yosef brought him to his bed, so we see the pattern that he chose to bless his grandchildren actually is a direction. As we know, Chatan Olshai is not a series of stories. It's a direction, it's a guideline. So we see that Avodah Kedoshim, they went by a special way, whatever they did. So that means it's a pattern, a blueprint for us. So now, here it says that when they were placed in front of him, he placed his right hand on who?
Ephraim.
So Torah explains why he did this. Why did he do it?
As he said, the Torah
says. No. Just no. What the Torah says. They're not too deep. No. Torah says why he did it.
The small is run around the older.
No, see, we are making it too confusing for you. So now, if he puts the right hand on the Ephraim, is the reason should be because Menashe is firstborn or because the Ephraim is the secondborn? Which one is it?
Secondborn is Ephraim.
No. See, Yaakov is going to put his right hand on Ephraim.
Right.
Why? Because Menashe is firstborn or Ephraim is second? Is it the same thing or is not the same? The same thing?
If Menashe is first, then Ephraim is second.
Understand. But when you do this, what's your intention?
That you suppress this one is more.
But that's not what the Torah says.
Torah said smaller rule the.
No, you're going too fast. No, it's too fast.
His intention is that Menashe is the firstborn.
Why? That doesn't make sense. When you make an action, so tell me you did this because of this. You put your first hand on the Ephraim. Why? Because he is?
Second born.
But the Torah says something else. Doesn't make sense.
What is the difference between Menashe being the second born, first born, and Ephraim the second born?
We'll see now. But so far, so it means that the way it's stated is not logical. So now, first of all, let's see what sikel means. What does sikel means? It says sikel, switched his hand. What is it? What, why we have such a term? Sikel.
Sechel
is good, yeah. The other means more. It says in the Tehillim, Ashrei maskil el dal. Which means more is it?
133.
I was talking about Mizmor 41. Mizmor 41 says, "Ashrei maskil el dal beyom ra'ah yemaletehu Hashem." So, what does maskil mean? Sechel. You use your chokhmah. So now, so this switching hand has something to do with the sechel, right? So now, so what does it mean? It has something to do with sechel. So there were other options. So now, if the intention of Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was to give the bracha to Ephraim with his right hand, so he could have just switched him. You have another option, right? Either switch your hand or switch the kids.
When you switch a kid, they get offended.
They get offended?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. So now, here, so he used his chokhmah,
yes.
Right? So instead of switching them, he switches hand.
Yes.
Good?
Right.
Very nice. So now, there's the sechel. So now we have to understand what is Vayishlach means. It says Vayishlach Yisrael et Yemino. What is it? Vayishlach. No, she said, Sam.
He sent his hand.
What is send means?
Force
it? Vayishlach means force? I'm sorry? Yes.
So,
it's concrete.
He didn't want to do it. He forced the hand to go. Because the second this is the bigger, this is the smaller, but he sent.
So he did something wrong then?
No, he just
the hand. Vayishlach, Vayishlach is. Vayishlach is a sign to doing something right or wrong.
Right.
Right? So why is it used Vayishlach?
Mishalach.
Who was it? Now, here, Tautosh is teaching us a very, very powerful message. And that is, you know, sometimes people get up in the morning, they come to Hanit, Zalmit, and then they put on tefillin, right?
Amen.
And say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kehalam, Shakon Niyavid Varo. Because they're thinking about the coffee, right? Or they say, Lit Atef Besisit. What happened? What happened? See, Avot HaKadoshim, they reached the Madriga that they didn't even need to think that this is La'aniach Tefillin, because the hand automatically would do it by itself. Because the Remach Evarehem, Shasa Gidehem, was already programmed that that's the only thing you're supposed to do. So now here, when he says Vayishlach, that means automatically he went. He went by itself. What does it mean? That his system knew already that's what he needs to do. So when he says Sikel Yadav, that means it's not a physical matter. It's something that is related to his Chokhmah. How? Because his system became so kadosh, so holy, that you don't need to think twice. So that means, when the time of the mincha comes, your feet brings you automatically.
Amen.
You don't need to think at all. When 3 o'clock in the morning comes about, your eyes are not going to be closed anymore. It doesn't let you.
Automatically.
Because automatically it's open. Because it's already programmed.
Amen. If even goes to sleep, the phone is ringing. Oh. It wakes you up.
Yes, by itself it rings. Yeah, because, yeah, automatically. Yeah, we have many examples like Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, it was so holy, then his chamor became holy as Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Yeah. So now here, Moran Rabotai, the message is very beautiful, and it is. So now, back to the first point. You have an option, that either switch the kids or switch your hand. Now, what is this story is all about? See, many times, we have a choice to make a decision as far as our behavior, our manners. With people, one-to-one, either we go like this or we go like this. What does it mean? Let's say, for example, you want to come in to Beit Knesset, right? And there are a few people standing by the door, they're saying Divrei Torah. Now, Chassid Shalom, they, you know, speaking, you know, something that, they're standing by the door, right? So now, what do you do? You want to come in, a few people are standing by the door. What do you do? Huh? What does it mean?
Go around the shul and come to another door.
I'm sorry? What happened?
He goes around the shul and comes from under this door.
Chazak Baruch.
No,
how did you grab this message so fast? He said, it took me 1 week. So you have an option. You say, Mechila, 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 right? You come in. Or there's another door, you go there. So you have an option, either switch him or you go like this. This applies to any decision you make in life. Either switch the people or switch your hands. But to go like this, very hard. Very hard. You know, it hurts. Sometimes if, you know, it hurts. But that's what Yehudi is supposed to do. Chas v'shalom, don't cause embarrassment for anybody. You know what the kids would feel, you know, Benashe, you know, put me here, Ephraim goes here, you know what the disaster is going to come about? See what the Chacham, Sikel et Yadav. And that's what exactly, you have to give it a little pause. Should I come here or go over there? Should I get up or sit down? Should I move or not move?
Does it cause embarrassment to say excuse me?
I'm sorry?
Does it cause embarrassment to say excuse me? And
well, it depends, because sometimes people are super sensitive and become offended. And not only that, because many times we are so occupied with our thoughts that we even don't think of other options. But other people do think. Say, so how come it doesn't go the other way? Maybe I didn't think that way. But he sees there's another option. But I was not, you know, I was so worried, you know, hurry and, you know, worried, you know, to make it. But sometimes, mechila, excuse me, doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because people, you know, say, well, why you need to do this? You know, why he doesn't pick another option? And that's what exactly Yaakov Noah Shalom is teaching us. Don't go like this. Don't switch it. Go like this. It's hard. This is not maybe a little bit uncomfortable. But there are many, many options that could be much harder. Much harder than, you know, the easier way. But you save such a moment that Chas V'Shalom will not be recorded to the rest of your life. You know, sometimes people, it may be not knowing, they go to the market and they see a cart, right? Say, wow. They grab it in order to go to shopping. How about this cart? Belong to somebody else. He went to the aisle to find something. And now for the rest of your life, he says, he stole my cart. Every time he sees you. Why? Because it's available. Take it. You even don't think maybe it belongs to somebody else. And that's how it is. You don't give it a second thought to switch. Make it, you know, other option. And then Chas V'Shalom, it's going to be recorded for the rest of your life. Hashem Yizakenu, be able to talk about. Amen. Okay, Yom Tov Mora. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.